Well, it's Friday for some of you, but for us here, it is Friday. It is probably one of the most important, if not the most important day of the week. Well, next to Sunday, actually, when we start off with the Sunday morning show right here on 92.39 Nigeria Info. But we start off this morning with an interesting story, one that I know personally. Now, you see, if you're listening to us right now and you are a resident in Nigeria, three things are certain. One, you probably have seen a church. Two, you probably have seen a mosque. Three, you probably have seen a shrine or a prayer house or some spiritual temple of some sort. It's a given. These three things are a given. Now, when I was in university, my roommate back then, my first year in university, he told us of a funny story when he was much younger. I've said this, I've relayed this story to my listeners at night on Let's Talk. But let me share this with you quickly because it's what we're talking about this morning. So you see, he fell ill just about when he was between 10 and 13. He was seriously sick. They took him to the company hospital. They took him to several hospitals here in Port Harcourt, you know, and then he wasn't getting better. In fact, all the medication that were administered to him only seemed to just keep him alive. That's it. They just maintain him. And so the parents got worried. And like any parent or parents, you know, they wanted something to happen in the positive. And people whispered to their ear, go to this prayer house. So they carried this young child to a prayer house. Then when they were done spending 2 or 3 days, they carried him to another prayer house. Okay, fine. Now, when this was done, no result. He was just to be maintained while still taking the drugs from the clinics and from the hospitals. They took him to one prayer house. When they got there, this is no fib. When they got there, they told the parents that they all have to go into intensive prayer and fasting immediately. Now, the first day, the parents prayed and fasted. The second day, this ill boy was asked not to eat till about 12 or 6 o'clock. And then they took him to the water side. And ladies and gentlemen, they flogged him. See, he said he has never been beaten like that in his life. Said they flogged him and asked him to confess what demon is possessing him. This young man did not know when he confessed that he was a witch. That something, he ate something and he has been seeing things in the night. That they should help him. They flogged, see, he said, they flogged the juju come off of my body. They flogged him. And then, either by happenstance, or maybe the body trying to, as it were, salvage itself, kicked him, and then he slept off, broke a fever, and that's how he got better. They flogged the juju from his body. So this morning on Hello Port Harcourt, we look at religious conditioning and we ask the question, should these religious gatherings be better monitored? If you remember and follow the news, about a year ago, there were interesting discoveries up north of some, in quote, Islamic schools and educational centers that had inmates. Yes, I use the word inmates because these individuals were chained. They were deprived of basic amenities, all in a bid to make them better Muslims. Let's get to hear, just in case you haven't heard, all right, let's get to take a listen to something that happened not too far away from where we are.
We are not aware. Actually, the land is being bought by somebody. They rented the place and they built a kind of a barter in the land. First, the place is being first, put gates. So what the activities going on in there, nobody is aware of it. But from what we saw this morning, they put some people chain. When we ask questions, they say they are mad. So we try to interview those people, they chain. The way they we are speaking to, you know that they are mad people. But what the community is saying is that we are not in support of what they are doing there. Luckily enough, the government has visited the place yesterday. Both Choba Division and other divisions, they did not arrest anybody. So what we are begging now as a community is that government should come and take those people to a psychiatric hospital.
So, CDC chairman in Rumosi, Mr. Akani, says the community is not aware of the den in the community where people were being chained and subjected to inhumane treatment. Now, whether it's for religious purposes, whether it's for some form of social reconditioning, whatever it is, should we begin to pay very close attention to these kinds of institutions or gatherings, whether they be religious or whether they be secular? Because there's apparently some things happen that a lot of people do not quite know about. Once again, welcome. My name is Jude. This is where Port Harcourt has its best conversation. Hello, Port Harcourt. And then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416 once again. And then jump onto Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. This morning, we're asking if we are paying attention and if we should be paying better attention to these gatherings, this kind of institutions that we don't quite know, but we hear about. You know, people seem to patronize them. Some people don't pay too much of an attention. A passing glance, if you will. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Sir Jude.
Welcome.
This is Chimboma.
Welcome.
Yes. I agree with you where you say a close attention should be, you know, paid to all these religious houses where they conduct these deliverance services and all that. You see, if we follow what happened in the Bible, there was no way, as they say, Jesus Christ flogged people before they were delivered of any satanic torment or whatever. You agree with me?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Even the disciples he sent, the 70 he sent out, they came back with a complaint that there were some stubborn demons that were difficult to, you know, to go or to leave somebody that is tormented. And they advised them that such kind of demons can only go away through fasting and prayer. Is it not?
Mm.
There was no way they said you should use cane or use any harmful object flog or hit or use on somebody. There was nowhere Bible say people should use physical combat to drive demon away from somebody. So I don't know anything outside what Bible says or what we saw in the Bible. I don't think it's of God.
Okay. Zion is in GRA. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Zion.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning to you.
If you say we should monitor or regulate these bodies, the question is, who will do it?
Ooh.
Because the best people who ought to do it are people in the same organization. But let us be sincere. In this so-called particular organizations or group, you see the same group. There are graduates too. Amidst them, there are graduates there. Some of them are even professors among them. Some even have school teachers among them. When this nefarious act, senseless act, is being carried out, so who will monitor them? Who will regulate them? And the prevalence of poverty and illiteracy is here among us. So who will regulate it? They took the child there because they don't have money to take the child to the hospital.
Mm.
Go to most of these prayer houses now. You will see a lot of ladies who are pregnant. They're supposed to be in one cottage hospital for maternity lesson. So is it maternity lesson, how they call it?
Antenatal care.
Antenatal care. Thank you very much. But in the prayer house right now,
Well, maybe they have to remove the demons that worry the children. JJ is in room Okoro. JJ, have you heard of demons worrying babies?
Demons don't worry anybody.
Oh, okay.
The only people demons worry are the very poor people in the society.
Mm.
That is according to them, the demon or the demon messengers.
Mm.
Jude.
Yes, please.
My uncle used to have a pharmacy in Port Harcourt here. I have about four nurses that work in that pharmacy. One of them didn't come to work for like 4 days. And my uncle came and was like, where is this nurse? And they said she's sick. And they took her to one, what they call, pressure. So my uncle managed to go to that place and see the condition. Dude, if you get there, somewhere and they leave to River, you see one bulky guy, very fine guy, was turning like a ceiling fan. He bought all the things that sick people need, and the guy was the one consuming. Are you with me, Jude?
Did you say he consumed the things he bought?
Yes, the lucuze, the whatever. You know those things you buy for people that
yes,
are sick now?
Yes.
The guy was consuming it while this guy was rolling on the ground. So we took a vehicle, took her to the hospital. You know what happened?
Mm.
The doctor could not wait for anybody to sign because of the urgency. He operated appendicitis.
Oh, dear.
They could not wait. If they have waited another 20 minutes, he would have died. So they cannot call anybody, just do it to save a life. That was how she was saved. Now, the committee saying they are not aware. I, JAJ, disagree with all of them. The committee almost has us packed. And they've been doing very well. So how come they are not aware? Almost has vigilante. They have CDC. But I don't understand. If it were a company that is coming there now, won't they go and shut down and say, oh, you must employ people, you must do this?
Mm.
How come you don't know the people that are there?
But companies will operate in the clear of daylight. They will operate clandestine activities
this
now.
It's not clandestine anything.
Mm.
They know. They cannot tell me they don't know. They don't know who sold the land. They don't know who owns the land. They don't know the people that are coming. What are they talking now? This is just for media. They cannot tell me they don't know. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. Last caller, they're not particularly convinced about the comments of the CDC chairman. All right, WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. That's where you send your WhatsApp message to. Please don't call that number. Just send in your WhatsApp message. The 10 o'clock hour will bring the wise men into the studio. And 5,000 naira once again is up for grab. You really want to find out our challenge? Oh, you should find out what you should tune in to find out what this wise men have in store for you from 10 o'clock. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, my name is Chris.
Good morning, Chris. Welcome.
Yeah. You ask question if there is anything like demon that is talking to you then.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. You ask a question if there is anything like demon.
Well, that's not the question, Derek. We're looking at these places where people go to, or maybe religious centers or maybe health centers that nobody's paying attention. Do we need to pay more attention to them? Because we're hearing a lot of stories of things that are happening in those areas. Do we need to monitor them, or what we are doing is okay?
Okay, to monitor people. We need to monitor them. That who are you going to send to monitor who? For example, now, you know the person that you want to send to go and monitor me? You know if I am better than that person? How can you use bad or evil to say evil? Listen, to monitor, who is monitoring who?
Mm.
Who is, there is something we need to say. Who is good person? Is he my father? Is a good person? No. Is he my mother? No. So who is good person on this earth? Who can you say that this person is good? Can you give so-so person fish to go and keep? Oh, not everybody. Look at what is happening now. Can you trust anybody? You don't trust anybody. Who are you going to monitor?
So how then do we protect our people from individuals or societies or organizations that may take advantage of the very vulnerable? And it's not just a Nigerian thing. If you've ever read about what they call them, societies or cult groups, in the US, they've been known to get people to commit mass suicides. They've been known to get people to believe that aliens are going to carry them on a certain day and take them to a new paradise. All of these things are happening. In this case, however, we've had Nigerians being restricted and, for lack of a better word, their rights violated.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the show.
This is Nigeria Info.
So, welcome back. It's where Port Harcourt has its best conversations. 90.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Jude. Our starter this morning is all about monitoring. Are we paying enough attention to those bodies around us, particularly those that might be religious or those that might be, NGOs? Yes. NGOs also fall under this because sometimes, people with good intention somehow or sometimes tend to have their institutions or their business centers or their place of operation maybe hijacked, and other people don't quite pay attention to them. Now why are we talking about this? Now, just in case you didn't know, maybe you missed the news, there were comments and there was a report in the news, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, about a place where people were found and they were held restrained somewhat, not of their own volition, apparently. But let's get to listen, please.
We are not aware. Actually, the land is being bought by somebody. They rented the place and built a kind of a barter in the land. First, the place is being first put gate. So what the activities going on in there, nobody is aware of it. But from what we saw this morning, they put some people chain. When we ask questions, they say they are mad. So we try to interview those people they chain. The way they were speaking to, you know that they are mad people. But what the community is saying is that we are not in support of what they are doing there. Luckily enough, the government has visited the place yesterday. Both Choba Division and other divisions, they did not arrest anybody. So what we are begging now as a community is that government should come and take those people to a psychiatric hospital.
So they want the government to come and take people that psychiatric wards, which is not a bad idea. But what exactly has been happening before?
Actually, that land is not owned by the church. By our investigation, what we saw there, it's like it's a land that has been bought for a very long time. Don't know actually the owner of the land. We still go more to see exactly how we are going to do and what the effort we are going to do to make sure that the writing is being done. While we're just discussing with the CDC chairman this morning, he has said that we'll have a joint meeting tomorrow by 4 o'clock. And the main aim of that meeting is to go around the community to see how what is happening in the community and to see a way whereby we can stop all these things that is happening.
So, yes, something unsavory has been discovered. The community wants to take action. Positive, isn't it? Or, like some have said, how did this start that they were not in the know? Hello, Port Harcourt. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. And then the Fumi caller line is 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. When you call in, please do well turn down the volume of your radio set and then stroll onto Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Jude. Good morning. This is Susie. I'm from the Rema community.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, I had the news yesterday, and then as somebody who is very conscious of the tradition of our people and also believing in what the white religion has brought for us, because you cannot also sweep under the carpet the solution they may have proffered to the problems arising in society within the same time. But what happened at Umos yesterday is just one case too many. There are some other areas that have not been discovered. And the reason is because the communities and the society itself has abandoned their responsibility, believing that whatever you do as a person, in as much as it's putting food on your table, people don't have any reason whatsoever to antagonize you or correct you. Like you earlier put it, yes, in our communities, we have native doctors, we have traditional people that provide solutions. But as I speak to you now, there are those who are missing three factors, three compartments. They mixed up medical statistics, traditional statistics, and also religious statistics. So they now build a church because of commercial interest. And a case that they cannot handle, they begin to employ these different compartments. Before, in our communities, even now, there are some original people you can see that are native doctors. The moment you go to them and they can solve a problem for you, they tell you they can solve it. If they cannot solve it, they cannot solve it for you. But some of us today now, because of the commercial profit we feel we need to make from people, we begin to compromise people's life. And that is what just happened at Rumus yesterday. So I also want to blame ourselves. Like I said yesterday, I'm blaming ourselves. Because we really need to look at, check your neighbors, whatever they do. Because if you think it does not affect you, it's not going to affect you, one day you may come back and discover that what you think to neglect will become your major problem. Thank you very much.
This is
from Rema community.
Thank you very much, Ida. All right, sorry about that, Ida. From Akora, let's get to read messages now. It's 20 minutes to the top of the hour, so that gives us just about 15 minutes, yes, to wrap up this conversation as we have to take commercials. Oh, don't forget, it's a Friday. It's Friday. Come the 10 o'clock hour, 5,000 naira will be on the plate. And if you are creative enough, you may just get our 5,000 naira today. I cannot wait to have that with you. Let's get to the messages. Let's get to read our messages this morning before we go on to the phone lines. All right, good morning, Jude. It is high time people start realizing that some of these, in quotes, churches or houses portray themselves as miracle centers are ruining people's lives. A woman in Lagos took her children to a miracle church without the consent of her husband. When she got to a dingy miracle center, the man of God there, without mincing, was said the two boys are growing up as witches, and they have to fast from morning till evening in the church. In the process of the fast, these little children died. Jude, I don't need to tell you that the husband and the woman did. Sissy, in a worry. Bright is calling us from Rumodumaya. Good morning, Bright.
Thank you, Mr. Jude.
Good morning. Welcome. You Hello, Port Harcourt.
For peace in life is optional. We talked about trying to educate those people as in government who's to monitor them. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
If my person is sick, maybe due to I am naive, I take them to that place. It's based on my concern. It's just like when we talk about prostitution houses, that we have to go and carry HIV. What is government talking about that one? So it's based on individual. You know that based on your level of education, that social place is bad. Maybe if you are medically sick and they are not doing anything, there is no doctor there, no medicine there, and your person is sick, you are taking the person to prayer houses. when you do that, maybe it's typhoid or malaria or oppression of any kind. So what do you think will happen here? So it's based on individual. People should be educated and know where they will take their persons to in case the person is sick. It's only when you take medically, you are free. You cannot be seeking spiritual options. Okay. Even doctors will tell you that we have done all medical examinations.
Yes.
We are unable to find anything. So you should try your pastor, you should call your pastor to check your faith. You know, not when somebody is suffering from headache, to maybe hunger or anything, you run to prayer house. You see a cockroach bath in your front, you run to prayer house. So all this is based on individual, because there's nothing that government can do.
All right, thank you. It's amazing how cockroaches have suffered in this country. 9.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Godie Mike is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
My name is Godie Mike, and I'm calling from Rome, Precom.
It's a pleasure to hear from you.
Yes. Jude, yes. We are metamorphosing to a lawless society. Jude, let me ask you, is this the first time we have heard a thing like this? It is not. Is this the last time we are going to hear a thing like this? No, we'll hear more of it. The reason is this, that we are having a lawless society. Combing the community from one place to another, to me, it's a nonsensical piece of nonsense, if you ask me. How do I mean? Now, there are things you are not allowed to operate on. Okay, if I've heard of a thing like this before, what happened to the person that was caught? Law is a bulwark of a society. Without law, that is useless. Now, what happened to people that they caught in the time past? Were they televised to show members of the public, say, look, somebody, this thing happened, and this is what has happened to the person. The person has been jailed 20 years or 40 years imprisonment. That it should be a deterrent to others. Now, is it the last time we're going to hear things like this? No, more things will come up. A lot of persons are playing, oh, they want to be God. Somebody is sick. They talk of somebody that had the appendix. Okay, if not that a doctor intervened, that guy would have died. Now, you take such person to a prayer house or an angel or whatever, they call themselves, what do you think will happen? Now, government will not intervene and make sure that people like this are there to stay. They put them to jail, almost life imprisonment. It will not make others not to try it. Because that is where I'm looking at it. We are metamorphosing to a lawless society by the day. My name is Godie Mike.
Thank you very much. Stanley is speaking to us from Ada George. Good morning, Stanley. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yes, good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, Chief, let me ask you something. Have you been walking on the street before and you see a signboard with this Indian man being somebody or persons with four or five hands at the back?
Oh, okay, yeah, we've seen some of those things before.
Jude, is such things supposed to be in our society, in our street, in our community?
Well, you know, the argument can be if, you know, we can put signboards for places of worship, that falls under that category, I assume.
Jude, do you know that those things, what you see, if you look at it properly, you see phone numbers there, and what you see written there is how to, I want to pass exam, how to make money rich,
okay.
How to do this, crowd follow me.
Okay.
That. Jude, when youth are involved in community, getting to that place, what do you expect them to be in the next 2 years? Even if they're in primary school, this thing is just close to their nose. Like you open your door, you see that man, they are doing that practice. Who gave that man that license? Is that man supposed to be in that community? Do you know what this guy's impact in this little boy's life? When you talk about confusing, do you understand what's happening inside this country, inside the community? You have such persons that will ask you, you want to pass your exam, crap follow me, get money rich, get this, get that. Where do you get the knowledge from as a child? In your community.
Stanley, you make a very, very interesting point there. Thank you very much. Barry is on the line from Ada George. Good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Peter Akwa.
Good morning.
Jude Omamegbe. My name is Barry D. P. Adam. So?
Good morning. Make your comment, please. Good morning.
Should religious
NGOs, all those
religious gathering, be monitored.
Better monitored. That's better monitored.
Okay, I think they should be monitored.
because some of all these religious gathering houses are juju houses. So they should be monitored. Let's know what is happening there. There was an incident that their niece carried that they changed someone within a room in Kinabi room.
Okay.
So I think religious houses should be monitored. Yes. Thank you, Jude.
Ima on NTA Road. Good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brother Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yes. I start this way. If our psychiatric hospitals within the statistics of the nation, if our psychiatric hospitals nationwide were to be effective treating mad people and helping them to recover, would we have had people now taking their sick ones to the prayer houses? Would we have seen mad people everywhere going around all the streets and the roads in Port Harcourt? The truth is that the medical system of the country is completely zero. Nothing is working. So people now decided to be taking their mentally problem people to different places, any place they see that profess that they can treat that person's madness or mental problem. So we are not to blame those secret places. We are to blame the Nigerian medical system.
But should those places in the first place be secretive? Should they be, you know, operating in like a cloak and dagger kind of a method? What happens to just making it clear, this is what we are doing, this is our signboard, we have this, we have that? Why is that shrouded in secrecy?
The particular place we are talking about is about Urumqi.
Generally, not just Urumqi, even up north. Even up north.
Having mental problems.
It's not just about mental problems.
They are taking them to psychiatric hospitals. Brother Jude, let me tell you that where they took them, that the sickness will be more higher than where they removed them from.
Ima, thank you very much. But once again, it's not just about those who have mental health challenges. Remember, last year there were two places up north where individuals were found to be held against their will in the process of trying to get them to become better Muslims. They had done something wrong. The family were not pleased or something like that. People were chained. In fact, when I remember that video very clearly when I saw it on television. You know, you change. You look like they were slaves. So it's not just those who might probably be mentally challenged that, you know, we need to focus on. Anyway, messages now. WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right. Good morning, Jude. I think religious centers should be better monitored 100%. That's good news. All right. Good morning, Jude. I'm Port Harcourt. Interesting. I traveled to Bayelsa for a visit at my cousin's. Whilst I was there, I kept hearing the excruciating sound of voices at the background of my cousin's compound. Just to clear my curiosity, I had to go and see. Guess what, Jude? I saw humans chained. Chained. Clothed up in filthy rags and bruises. Just when I felt that was all, I saw this guy that's been declared missing around my environment. Too bad we have to see this happening. But did you make a report, please? If you saw this, did you report that there's something here, I don't know what's going on. Did you make a report? Wow. Seems as though Gordon Mike didn't even get to have 1 hour to have his prediction sorted. Hello, Port Harcourt. Final caller. Good morning. Oh dear, sorry about that. So I can read more messages because I have a lot of messages this morning. All right, so once again, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 16. Good morning, Jude. They should be seriously monitored to stop them from molesting some vulnerable individuals in our society. Most of these victims are forcefully taken to the places without their consent. Let's start watching out to see what happens in our neighborhood. When we see something, we should say something. We cannot and keep encouraging evil without doing anything. Rosemary in Port Harcourt. Final caller, Israel in from Airport Road. Good morning, Israel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My quick contribution is, if we usually see mad people all around, and this is as a result of the faulty management of psychiatric hospitals around, and if those institutions are not managed properly, I don't see how all these cases are going down. Because as all this has been happening, these whole cases continue coming up. It's inevitable. Thank you very much.
Israel says it's inevitable if we don't get to control and improve mental health facilities. Okay, all right, good morning. My take on this is that we should be able to see beyond our noses. Diego says, exactly how so? You know, you speak in no clear terms for people to understand, you know, or rather, speak in clearer terms, I beg your pardon. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, dear. Okay, all right, so let me just wrap up here and read messages. Good morning. In my place, someone was sick of malaria and died of it because he was taken to a prayer house and now his own is gone. Gift from Rumalu. Jude, I think CAN has the big role to play here. They need to monitor these, in quote, prayer houses and churches springing up. Emeka in Port Harcourt. Well, so a lot of the responses we're getting seem to be of the impression that they should be better monitored. But did we have to wait to have this story pop up? Well, my name is Jude.